where there cannot be MAFB spend. And therefore, I would contend that going forward, in terms of measuring our progress, we should really be using addressable spend to show how we are increasing our overall spend in terms of the $750 million.
The bars on this don't relate to the data points or the line above.
Correct. There's an axis on the right-hand side, yes.
If they were on the same axis, yes. The bars would barely be visible, is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, it's 2.8% of addressable spend for fiscal year 10.
And the goal is 19%?
That would be an aspirational goal, yes. In this next slide, we show that we have continued our MAFB outreach activities and vendor workshops during fiscal year 10. 3 years ago, the UIC campus started an annual MAFB conference. That has been increasing in attendance by year. We had over 400 vendors in 2010, which was a 66% increase from 2009. You have at your seats a reminder card about our upcoming conference on June 15th. We also provided a total of 17 outreach events during fiscal year 10 and conducted 6 purchasing and Office of Capital Program workshops. However, we're not satisfied with where we are right now, so we issued an RFP to really request the services of a diversity consultant to help us in a number of areas. First, to provide an assessment of our current MAFB efforts and opportunities for improvement, and very, very importantly, to help identify where the opportunities are to help us increase our MAFB spend, and then what are the necessary strategies to get us there, both in terms of staffing levels, training, communication, and just the way we think about this. And we competitively bid this, and the award was made to the Bronner Group. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Gila Bronner, who is president of the Bronner Group, who will provide you with an overview of their preliminary assessment of our supplier diversity efforts. Gila?
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Good morning, everyone, Mr. Chairman, board members. I am here today to provide you with an overview of our work so far for a project that we are conducting around supplier diversity for the University of Illinois. We're hoping to address 5 issues with you today. First, briefly introduce the Bronner Group and our team that is currently engaged in working on the project. Specifically, talk about the scope and the objectives, the charge of our work, to provide some framework for our assessment and our results. And then to provide you with some key takeaways from this initial assessment phase. And those key takeaways will be in 5 areas. Then we will also talk about next steps, where we have 2 more phases of work that we hope to complete by the end of the fiscal year, and then to open it up for any questions you might have on our work so far. The Bronner Group, we are a state of Illinois, Chicago-based firm. We are a certified, woman-owned, small and disadvantaged business, not only in Chicago and the state of Illinois, but also from a federal level and in many other states. I'm a graduate of UIC, so all of you UIC people here, hello. I don't know if we have a secret handshake, but I continue to be involved with the university. I'm a graduate of the College of Business. I am a CPA. Our firm is an accounting and consulting firm. I founded the company in 1987. We work exclusively with state and local governments, a heavy emphasis around strategy, transformation, and accountability. And we've been fortunate to have the opportunity to work not only, and I suppose, Mr. Chairman, this might be something that will make you feel even more akin and welcome. We've done a lot of work for both the state of Illinois, but also the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and MBTA around supplier diversity and outreach. And we are presently working with the city of Chicago, which is actively involved right now about looking at all of the compliance aspects and continuing to work in extensive outreach relative to supplier diversity. I think all of you know that, and first, before I even continue, let me introduce all the members of our team. And beside me is Nick Sitson, Bronner's SVP, who is one of the project directors for this project. Ari Harper, who is standing beside him. Bernadine Robinson, to his left. as to his right, my left. And lastly, Rob Fortz, who actually joins us as an SME. Rob has led the diversity outreach, supplier diversity outreach activities for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we've had the privilege and pleasure of working together for a number of years. So that is our team. The challenge that we have as we've been moving forward, and the scope of this RFP, as I mentioned, was three phases. It's assessment, developing recommendations, and there's a phase three of implementation. But it's really all about developing the recommendations and the strategies to enhance the overall effectiveness of the university's supplier diversity program. Given the current environment, as you know, of statewide ethics reform, procurement reform was an integral and very important part of that enterprise-wide initiative for the state. So why do we mention that? It's particularly, it adds an increased level of complexity when you begin to talk about issues such as supplier diversity. Yes, we have an improved accountability framework within the state of Illinois around procurement, but traditionally, diverse businesses who have found it challenging to compete as prime contractors, let alone ensure that they know how to make the connections to prime contractors to act as subcontractors, historically have found what was a challenging process now even more challenging given the new procurement guidelines, and many have chosen not to compete. There's a feeling that, as we indicate here, that perhaps outreach is more regulated as opposed to encouraged, and that it's difficult to understand who you can speak to, how to set up meetings, what are the allowable opportunities for connecting with the university and with other state of Illinois agencies to improve access to contracting. And then, I think if you could take a look at the Illinois procurement environment, we tried to map for you what is clearly a very simple process for those seeking to do business with the state of Illinois and the university. As you can see, there are many different steps, and those that are highlighted with the multicolored clovers there are areas where we have supplier diversity access and outreach activities taking place. In the lower right-hand corner of this particular slide, which is difficult to see, it will highlight for you the number of days, number of steps, and ultimately, potentially, the number of weeks, whereas even in an emergency procurement, we're looking at what could be up to even 15 weeks of activity prior to being able to participate. So it's a question, how do we address the issues, how do we address the complexity of a procurement framework and increase participation by diverse businesses?
Mr. Chairman, during the course of the phase one assessment, we had conversations with 24 university officials from each of the three campuses, and we also had conversations with what we're calling peer institutions of higher education who are going through some of the same issues in terms of trying to enhance their supplier diversity program. We also talked to a sampling of diverse vendors who have either done business with the University of Illinois or are trying to do business with the University of Illinois. And one of the things that it became clear to talk about was, we're saying broadly, the university's policy surrounding supplier diversity. And I broke it out for you a little bit because we took a little liberty saying policy. We're talking about statements. What exactly has the university said about supplier diversity? How frequently has it said it? How are those statements circulated throughout the university community? How are the goals discussed? What is the extent of involvement on the part of the chancellors, other university leaders? And to what extent does the university community understand why supplier diversity is important? So I'll back up and just take you through sort of the three things that I think are key takeaways there. Number one, it's perfectly clear, it was during this assessment, that the university's commitment to this issue is very sincere. Everybody that we talked to throughout the course of the interviews with the university community knows that this is an issue that the board cares about, knows that this is an issue that the university's administration is trying to move forward against. So that's a very favorable statement. We believe in point two that there's work to be done. In other engagements where we've conducted similar assessments for universities, there's a broader curiosity that exists throughout the university community about why. Why is supplier diversity important? What benefits will it ultimately present to the university community if it's successful? And we think that's an area where there's certainly some easy improvements to make, and certainly given the board's level of commitment, we suspect that's something that you'll be interested in doing. Furthermore, conditions for the policy to be operationally viable, that sounds like consultant speak, but really we believe that there's a degree of candor that needs to exist in how the university talks about supplier diversity so that some of the issues that we raise in this assessment and that might come up in the recommendations phase would be more prominently acknowledged. The third category.